This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Day to you. This is the DJV program. Yes, an outgreat, let's try that again, Doug. It is an outgrowth of the Great Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're all here to acknowledge what is going on today, what is trending, what ideas you have, what ideas we can share, what opportunities there are. Program brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight, the simple, non-toxic way to keep it off. Check toploss.com to see how this program can be right to help you get rid of that weight that you want to. All right, so the Republican National Committee, do you think that last night Jennifer offered any clues to what they're going to do moving forward to try to win? They've had a lot of pictures. A lot of people that support Trump think it's a very clear picture. A lot of people are fact-checking. They always do that. And I don't who fact-checks the fact-checkers? I've always wondered about
that. I think one of the complaints that you're hearing is that MSNBC and CNN carried the DNC in its entirety, and now the same group are fact-checking Republicans. And what's really funny, though, is last night MSNBC Rachel Maddow was anchoring the coverage of the convention, and one of the openers, you said you saw her, Governor Kristi Noem, who's from South Dakota. Came out. She was talking about the violence that's going on in major cities, and they stopped her and fact-checked her with Mayor Jenny Durkan, who's the mayor of Seattle, who tried to say to Rachel Maddow, oh, yeah, there's nothing to see here. She was the one who had that chop zone breakout where three people ended up dead. I mean, it's just, it boggles my mind how they
can't,
you know, that they're trying. Right. It just, it doesn't look right.
Looking or listening, and they've got it all there.
But on the other side of that,
they have the corner of the world's knowledge.
Yeah, but on the other side of that, why, I don't understand, this is like, you know, I learned this in history class, whenever you have record high unemployment, you have record high crime. Why is no one talking about that? Everyone wants to blame and make it political. Well, this is just what happens, and violent crime is up in all major cities because unemployment is way up in every major city. I don't understand why everyone needs to make everything so political.
That is one of those
things.
Well,
I think that would be,
No one's talking about that.
I've actually heard people say that. I've heard people say it. I don't know.
I mean, I have heard that, but here's the thing.
It's because it's, because guess what's stifling it out? The people that are stifling it out are the ones that you see throwing bleach bombs and lighting cities on fire. They're the ones who are stifling that out because I don't know that anybody's considering their economic situation. They're looking at them creating chaos because of a movement that I think is founded in something good but has been co-opted by people who are looking to just tear apart major cities. And that's one of the things. When you talk about differences and who's going to come out of their convention weeks with a bump. And historically, we haven't seen a lot of bumps. The person that came out with a bump in modern history is John McCain, and you can see all the good that that did him. I think he got like a 6-point bump from his convention. Mostly over the last 25 years, you don't see a lot of bumps coming out of conventions. Biden really didn't get one. One of the good things that he got was that his likability factor went from a negative 20 to a negative 6, so he shaved down some of his issues with likability, trustability, with independence particularly. But you have Democrats now taking a lot of heat for not even talking about the violence going on in the cities. And so because polling has shifted and showed that, believe it or not, it's not popular with Americans to see this kind of stuff, now you're getting messaging from Democrats that this has to stop. In fact, yesterday was the first time Joe Biden spoke out, and that's directly related to the polling that he's seeing. To that point, there's a new poll out by Zogby. This is in between just to set the stages to the dates, it was conducted between August 17th and August 19th. So this was before President Trump's convention, one of the latest Zogby analytics polls. It shows a job approval for the president at 52%, disapproval at 47%. One of the groups that I've been telling you to watch are African Americans, black male voters, like President Trump. He can't do anything with black female voters, but black males seem to like him, and the polling now is backing up that thought that I've been putting out there. The approval rating with African Americans for President Trump is 36%. Approval rating with Hispanics, 37%. Approval rating women, with 35%. Overall, with black men, you can imagine if he is consistently pulling about 6%, then that 36% overall means that with black men, he actually pulls even better.
That I was told by a Democratic operative, I think I said this last week, that the reason they chose, because I was bemoaning to him that I wouldn't vote for Kamala Harris, I wouldn't vote for the ticket, and he said that the reason that Kamala Harris was put on the ticket was to get black voters out to vote because the DNC didn't think, and he basically admitted the DNC picked her, not Biden. They don't think that Biden, even though, you know, he's so supposedly has support from blacks and did well in black states when he was going through the primary, but they needed to have somebody that would be surely able to get the black vote out on election day, because they are concerned that blacks just won't vote, and if they don't vote, Biden doesn't win.
So, you can see the blood in the water on this. I mean, just look at the Republican convention. It was so diverse. I mean,
let me.
Do you want me to finish my thought?
No, I want to. There's something that just came to my attention, and I didn't realize it. Now, you know, we all are brothers and sisters in the talk radio world. We feel strongly that we have to be united. We don't agree with what many of us say. You know, we don't have to agree, but it's a small group. So it hurts me when I look at this stuff and I think, do I say something about it or do I not say something about it? And even though I am not, by any stretch of the imagination, a Kamala Harris fan, what Rush Limbaugh said about her is inexcusable. And how he went about saying it, I mean, he has, you know, I go back to Sandra Fluke and how that changed, basically ruined the advertising business for those of us who are in the talk radio business. You know that, I know that. But I'm not going to use the terms that he used. He didn't reference mattresses when it came to her and how she got ahead in the world of politics. But the smears against her in that way, and there are plenty of things in terms of how she's run her various offices that you can take a lot of pot shots at. But to devolve, especially somebody with Limbaugh's credentials, his history.
Are you surprised by this? Because I'm sitting here with a face like, wait a minute, is this the first evil thing you've ever heard this guy say?
No, it isn't evil, but
it's
over the top. It's over. Yeah, I know, but it's
horrible,
really,
despicable things
this,
you said about human beings.
Maybe I'm not paying attention or whatever.
How
did
you
not?
The
Sandra Fluke thing, I sent him a note after Sandra Fluke because he took no credit for it whatsoever. He and I, early on, were quite good friends. But I just, saying what he did.
Why
and those
you say
of you
what
who
he
are
said
Limbaugh
so we can
fans,
actually hear it? Because
well,
I don't
because
know what he
I,
said.
Because
can you at least just paraphrase what he said?
What happened?
Are you saying that Imus, she
Imus got
top?
Fired. Imus got fired for saying what he said about her. That'll tell you a little bit. It's a three-letter word that begins with an H. And that's just, I'm not a politically correct, you know.
I think you spelled a garden tool, but, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
is that what you're trying to, it's not H-O-E, it's H-O.
Is that
it's
what
a hoe.
Getting at?
It's a hoe, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, well, whatever.
I mean, I don't know what Rush Limbaugh says, but
I'm telling you what he said.
I know, but here's the thing. Never mind. Go ahead.
Well, I don't, you know, I'm not a supporter of Kamala Harris, but at some point, isn't there a line?
I don't think we should use that name calling.
What made me think about it was what you just said about
what we were actually having a real conversation about polling and stuff, and I don't understand what brought up Rush Limbaugh.
What brought up Rush Limbaugh was the reference to Kamala Harris and to polling and stuff. All right, so go back to what you were saying. I don't know anymore.
All I know is that we were talking about, why blood in the water is, I think, where I was. And yeah. Blood in the water, you can see it because Democrats for many, many years have just assumed that they're going to get the black vote. And so my point is that I think that the tide is turning a bit because you see the Republicans focusing very heavily on showing they're showing a very diverse convention. They had, I mean, my God, if you didn't cry, I know neither of you watched this, and I'm sorry that you didn't, because there were some really, really good moments that had nothing to do with Trump. And, whether you like him or you don't, I know everybody's very divided on that, but it's unfortunate that people just didn't watch this, because there was a story of a civil rights activist who was talking about his life, his fight, why he's voting the way he's going to vote this time around. And there was the story of a football coach, a football player who grew up in the Jim Crow South. His father grew up in that, and how his life has changed significantly, why he's voting the way he's voting. It's important to hear those stories because we need to hear, I mean, one of the things we have to try to understand is all different perspectives and to have some empathy listening to people's perspectives. I try to do that before I make up decisions. That's why I keep saying, let's listen to people, let's hear the facts, let's give people some room so that we don't just jump all over each other when we don't agree. And, listening to these stories, I think it's really indicative of the fact that Democrats are going to, unless they change their party's policies, have a hard time just assuming that black people come in. And that thing that Joe Biden said, watch it. This 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, a month ago, whenever he said, you ain't black if you don't vote for me, that stuck with a lot of people as an old white guy telling African-American people what makes them black. And it stuck particularly with black men. And we'll see after November 3rd if that was impactful or not, if it made people not go to the polls or if it made them change their mind. I don't know.
It was interesting. Rand Paul said that a lot of the never-Trumpers pay attention only to the misconception about his personality. There was a lot of what I did see last night, Jennifer, brought me around to thinking they're really trying to smooth him out, to make him seem like a human being instead of this gruel that a lot of people paint him as being. And I don't know, frankly, I kind of know based on tweets what I think about him personally. I don't know the guy. I've never interviewed him. I'm a farmer, and his farm policies bother me a lot. But, there are other things. You look around here, and I'm wondering, is this, to go to the shooting in Kenosha for a minute, is that going to be politicized too? Has it already been politicized, the gun thing, the kid going down the street with his gun like it was a...
And now, we talked about that kid, and now there's reports that he was actually being attacked and that he shot the people in self-defense. So again, we have to just wait to make our judgments until we know the story. Mm-hmm. It's what we have to do, and unfortunately no one's willing to do that anymore. We just think we know, and so...
That kid is so... If anyone wants to paint this kid as some innocent bystander...
I'm not trying to paint him as anybody, Victoria, because I don't condone
there?
The fact that he was even there.
With Victoria
here's the thing. I don't condone that he was there, but I also don't condone that those other people were there. No one should have been there. There was a curfew. Everybody who was out was breaking the law. So to try to say that there were any good people that were just caught up in the mix, everybody who was out there was being unlawful. So the question is now, what happened? And it does make a difference if someone is being attacked or not. It just does. So, there's no defending the behaviors, but certainly we need to know the facts.
We don't get them often because things get so skewed by the supposed news media. All right, 19 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
I love you, Aretha. Scratch off Throwback Thursday, Victoria.
This
Thursday
is a good
the 27th.
I'm not normally that enthusiastic
about the songs.
Oh, okay. No, about this entire segment, but
yeah,
I really like this one.
Yeah.
Well, mostly that has to do with your singing. But
thank
I'll
you.
I'll give you a.
You like
on,
it because of my singing, no doubt. Top five songs this week in 1967 here in the music portion of this hour of the DJV program, and so we have the top five songs from 67. Number five was Lady Soul Aretha with Baby, 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 I Love You. No other voice ever like this one. Crank it up, Phil, will you? Yeah, pretty much says it all. Interesting combination of artists this week. Into the mid-level of the Beatles. We'll get to them in a minute, but now number four was the Stevie Wonder tune. I love this song, Andrew. I love this song. I was made to love her. This is the way he does it. This is the way he feels. I have to try that. Right? The lyric line. He's very clever with lyrics as well. Knows how to put them down. And the Wrecking Crew, when they, I don't know. No. These are the Funk Brothers. This is the Funk Brothers. This one. Okay, that's number four. Number three, Monkees Music. Another great, just silly song. Just so much fun. This is a creation of the studios, and it actually works. These guys are thrown together in a mixer or a blender, and it works. They didn't choose each other like the Beatles did. Pleasant Valley Sunday, number three this week in 1967. Couldn't help myself in the Monkees now. And also,
you saw them live. Did they do these songs?
Yeah. They didn't do them well because they're all, you can't sing anymore. But it was okay. Pleasant Valley Sunday. Number two this week in 1967, Jimmy Morrison. I get a goosebump for two or three when I listen to this song. The Doors, and one of the great real rock songs of that era. Come on, baby, light my fire. Just the way they did the electronics to this, Victoria,
well,
was what set it apart.
That organ sound is unbelievable. Yeah.
It is, he had it, they had it. Everything that they touched turned to gold. Pop music at its electronic finest, I would say.
They wouldn't die. I think they would still be around making music like the Stones.
Yeah, I would be surprised, but he was 27, and that was it for him, along with Hendrix and Joplin and...
the 27 Club is eerie.
Ricky Nelson, I think. Was Ricky Nelson 27 when he died? Something like
I don't
that.
Know.
Anyway.
Wasn't Buddy Holly 27?
Buddy Holly was 27, yep. Okay, number one this week. First week at number one for the Beatles. I love this song, too. And it's so, sort of speaks to what my philosophy of life is. All you need is love. All you really need is love. Paul does it so well. And the two guitars is John and George on the guitars. Yeah. And they do all the choruses themselves. It's so easy. Easy. Easy.
All you need is love.
Bop, 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 bop.
All you need is love.
John Holler in the background.
All you need is love.
Of all the members, John was most understated. A lot of people thought George was, but I think John was in many ways in terms of the way they musically interpret. He gets to watch Ringo in the background. He's having nothing but fun through his entire life with his stuff. 28 after the hour. Those are the top five from this week in 67 here on the DJV Show.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number
33. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence formally accepting the Republican renomination as President Trump's partner during a visit to Baltimore's Fort McHenry on night 3 of the Republican National Convention.
The heroes who held this fort took their stand for life, liberty, freedom, and those ideals have defined our nation.
Before Pence addressed those gathered there, there were some nearby demonstrations as Trump supporters and protesters exchanged words and got into scuffles, prompting police to intervene. People in southeast Texas are breathing a big sigh of relief after Hurricane Laura spared Beaumont and Port Arthur as it made landfall as a Category 4 storm late last night. Laura did roar onshore with 150-mile-an-hour winds near Tiny Cameron, Louisiana, about an hour east of the two Texas communities. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Senior White House advisor Kellyanne Conway is about to leave the Trump administration, saying she needs to spend more time on family matters. But last night, she spoke at the national convention and touted President Trump's record on hiring women to key roles in the administration. Conway telling the RNC that women's empowerment has never just been a slogan in her experience. Meanwhile, Conway did say everyday American heroes also have a champion in President Trump, as she cited teachers, small business owners, and veterans. Employers might soon have to decide whether to require their workers to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Public policy and legal experts have differing opinions. Some say companies concerned about liability, health, and safety issues are going to have to make vaccinations mandatory for their employees. Others say mandates could backfire. In light of a recent Gallup poll that shows more than 1 in 3 Americans say they wouldn't get a coronavirus vaccination even if it was free and approved by the FDA. An increased fencing is back up around the White House. Crews putting another new fence up ahead of President Trump's Republican National Convention speech that's scheduled for this evening. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Comes from and who doesn't, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It is the DJV Show. I'm Victoria Keelan with an update on Hurricane Laura. More than 500,000 customers are now without power in Louisiana and Texas. And this storm has, when it made landfall, it was a Category 4 wind gusts of 150 miles per hour. This storm is no joke with the surge, the rainfall, and there's already, now that it's daylight, lots of damage being reported. Louisiana is experiencing the most significant outages from Hurricane Laura. 400 of the 500,000 without power are in Louisiana. And so this storm has now been downgraded to a Category 2. However, it doesn't mean that it's any less dangerous. At this point, you know, there are damaging winds, all kinds of flooding, life-threatening storm surge remains an issue. And this hurricane has done so much damage. A Louisiana casino lost its roof. The entire roof blew
right off.
How big
a building was it? Do you know how tall it was?
The Golden Nugget Casino in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And it looks like a typical casino, and the roof just blown right off. So lots of damage that is being reported with residential areas and like I said, the flooding is going to be such a horrible thing to deal with in the aftermath. Mm-hmm. I'm in New Jersey, and we lived through that with Hurricane Sandy, and the flooding just that decimates everything that it touches. Yeah,
For the storm surge here from the weatherman,
30 miles inland, what they're predicting.
Yeah. Right.
Which is really unusual, because typically hurricanes hit land and then they kind of, it really impedes them.
Yeah.
But with this one, I don't know.
It's so flat. You see, this area all the way from New Orleans all the way over to Galveston, it's flat. And as a matter of fact, the further west you go along the Gulf, you see communities that are actually underwater all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the story with Galveston. And you look at the... what kind of damage you can do there with 15 to 20 feet of extra water blowing in there and those winds up to 150 miles an hour. It's through there now, and it's moving up towards Ohio, but it has...
Well, they actually say that they expect the National Weather Service says they expect Hurricane Laura to still be a hurricane. It might be Category 1 or 2, but it will still be a hurricane when it gets up to Shreveport and right up to the Arkansas border. So that's very, very inland for a hurricane. This is not to be messed with. This,
usually,
we talk about
coast
all the time, like a lot of, a lot of news media will hype up storms and things like that. This one's one that everyone needed to pay attention to, and I hope they did. 300,000 people were under evacuation orders. I hope that people didn't stay and thought it was nothing, because that happened a lot with Hurricane Sandy here. Everyone dismissed the reports, and then people got stuck.
Yep. All right, let's talk about what's going on in the food department. Well, I got a couple of food stores. Let's do the retail news first. What's going on in stores now that they're open? The malls are open. Are people going back to them in the same way? Everybody says, we're going to have things return to normal. I think that's going to be a stretch in many businesses, frankly, retail especially. So what do you have?
Well, the interesting trend that we've been seeing, we've talked about this in food news throughout the show this week, with Dunkin' Donuts having all of their pumpkin spice everything. You know, it's all autumnal kind of flavors and scents and things like that. And Starbucks launched their pumpkin spice latte 2 days ago or 3 days ago. It's the earliest they've ever done it. Bath and Body Works, I don't know if you've ever been into the Bath and Body Works
store. I like
store.
Bath and Body Works. Yeah, they used to have a good deodorant. They don't have it anymore, but I like them for that.
Yeah, well, they have a lot of great products, and now everyone seems to be rushing the summer through. I don't really know why, but everything is about the fall. And so Bath & Body Works has just unveiled what they call the Fall Bakery, and it is it's all candles and room sprays and everything else. It's for it's the Fall 2020 collection. It's already in stores. It's pumpkin spice everything. It's pumpkin cookie dough as a candle scent. Dutch apple waffle is another candle. Blueberry maple pancakes is a candle that you can buy. And then pumpkin donut shop is the other one. And apparently these are selling out online. Yeah. To answer your question, I'm not sure how many people are going in person into the stores, but they are already selling these candles. And I just don't know. Maybe people feel like if we rush through the summer and we get to the fall, this will all be over, maybe psychologically. I don't know, but isn't it kind of strange that we're in, even from mid-August on, we've been talking about pumpkin spice everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Pumpkins aren't even out yet, right?
No, there are a few pumpkins that you can find around here and there. Late summer pumpkins do exist, but normally they are not plentiful until mid to late September. That's when you find them, and then they stick around until Thanksgiving if you keep them from freezing. Once they freeze, they just mush.
Yeah.
We feed them to the cows because the cows love them. Squash.
Pumpkin's good for dogs, too. Very good for
digestion. And it's good for us. Anything yellow is good for us. I'm talking about the squashes and things that have, anything that has yellow is good. Here's some interesting news for those of you who are junk food junkies. Severe nutritional deficiencies lead to blindness.
Oh.
And the people who are, this is a university
that
examined teenage patients with vision problems who only eat processed junk food. As there are adults and children that only eat the stuff you know, breakfast at McDonald's, lunch at Popeyes, and dinner at KFC. That's what it is. Wow. Big time.
Yeah. That's the American diet.
So the resulting nutritional deficiencies, Victoria, cause a dysfunction of the optic nerve, which
that's
is reversible
scary.
If you catch it early. But good God.
So what can you take? Do you take lutein?
Lutein is a very good supplement for your eyes. Vitamin D also is good for almost everything.
I remember a couple of years ago,
fish oil.
Fish oil, yep. I was watching Dr. Oz, and he had, I took note, literally wrote everything down that he said. He had the list of everyone who's over 30, the list of what supplements and vitamins everyone needs, and lutein was like number one on his list for eye health.
Very important for eye health. Yeah, eye health, yep. Online grocery sales. Surge of customers now, and this follows the debacle from, March and early April when you couldn't find anything in the stores. It's interesting how there are two things that are going together here in the food department. You were mentioning this, I think, earlier in the day. We all are, well, not all of us, but you and I and Jennifer and many of the folks that I know, certainly in my family, go to a farmer's market two or three times. Megan finds a different one. You know, they have them in some locations. They have them a couple times a week, sometimes just on the weekend. But in our neck of the woods in California, there is one every day in a different part of the city. And Megan makes it her business to go, takes miles, and they wear a mask because now the farmer's markets are open. They weren't during a lot of this, but they are now. And so you go and you get your food. She went to school in England, so she was used to going to the store every day and buying food for that day, because that's what they do in Europe. That's pretty much the way they live. So anyway, online grocery sales that went way down the tube, now going back up again. But a lot of people, and this is something, I don't know if I wouldn't use the word afraid, but it concerns me, the number of people not just buying at Walmart and at Target, because I think the food is not good, but buying food on Amazon. What would
Amazon
you buy?
Amazon Fresh.
Huh?
Yeah, Amazon Fresh. That's their...
it's the Whole Foods thing.
Well, it's different. Amazon Fresh is actually I used to use it when I lived in Manhattan. That was my grocery delivery service. And it was great. And I know Jen uses it too in California. Then they bought Whole Foods. So they have two different things. Wherever, if you're within the delivery zone, it's typically major cities has Amazon Fresh, or you can do Instacart and you can order from Whole Foods. So online ordering in general with Instacart, they had to hire, I think, 200,000 people.
Yes,
to be
they
Instacart
did. Oh,
shoppers.
Yeah, they hired a lot of people.
That's what I use, and that's what I've used for my parents since we're now in Jersey in the burbs. So, but, you know, going back to the farmer's market thing, what's really upsetting, you know, I drove 40 minutes yesterday to get to the farmer's market and couldn't find a single tomato. There was nothing left.
That's because everybody's buying them.
It bugs me. Which is great. But the thing that bugs me is that's how far away the closest farmer's market is for me. When I lived in Manhattan, it was down the street every single Saturday.
You know what happens? I'll tell you what happens.
Cities do
local
a better job.
Local governments, the Board of Health and local governments has its head so far up as you know what when it comes to this thing. The regulations that they put, I've just ignored a lot of them, and so have the other farmers around here because they're nonsense.
Yeah.
We know what sells. We know what's clean. We know what's good. But the way that they go around and check on things and inspect, if you don't have it this way,
the consumer trend, people living in cities like your daughter being in Los Angeles, when Lewis and I lived in Manhattan, every single Saturday we went right down the street to the farmer's market. It was a fabulous farmer's market. But I think people in the suburbs take that for granted and they just go to the supermarket. And I think that's why it's so hard. And I'm in the Garden State. I know everybody likes to crap on Jersey, but we are the Garden
it's
State.
It's a great farming state. You go through mid-state and down to Delaware. It's fabulous farming.
And you can't find, it's so hard to find farmers markets and organic local produce. I guess it gets shipped out to other places. But, like, I went into a Stop and Shop yesterday because after I was defeated at two different farmers markets, I went into Stop and Shop, and I went to, like, what's quote-unquote the local section of produce. There was, like, two tomatoes and an ear of corn. That was it. There was nothing there. They didn't even offer anything. Yeah. No organic.
Well, they probably offered it, but it was all gone.
It was a very small display. I don't know how much of an emphasis they were really putting on supporting local farmers.
Well, but they even had to do that until now.
Right.
So some of them, Stop and Shop is not exactly the most progressive of all of the stores, grocery stores that are out there, food stores, whatever you want to call them.
I do enjoy Wegmans. I will give Wegmans props.
Wegmans is good. Wegmans is good. So I was looking in one of the trades, the farm trades. As most of you know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And in the letter to editor department, there were two of them that grabbed me. One of them was a focus on dairy farmers getting their cost of production. Most people, if you are aware, to a point, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but basically this letter decries what I've been talking about for a long, long time, how dairy farmers can't survive because there's no pro-ag focus on them. The Federal Milk Marketing Act that has caused farmers to get prices that are $4 or $5 less a hundredweight than it costs them to make the milk. How do they stay in business? They're being put out of business by the big, huge agri dairies, if you will, agri industries. And so this farmer was talking about how dairy farmers deserve a fair chance to cover their costs, and they do. But they can't under the current competitive situation because the government is all on the side of the big producers, not on the side of the family farmers. And that's where Trump loses. That's what his problem is with the small farmers. Anyway, here's another one from a lady that runs a dairy farm in Pennsylvania talking about her. She and her husband and their father and their grandfathers before them came from Poland. They came over here in 1900. They worked in the mines until they could save enough money to buy land, and then they bought land. They became farmers. They had cows, chickens, pigs, and produce, and they lasted that way well into the 50s. They built up a dairy herd because it was the best way to make a living on the farm. Bought machinery with cash because he was making enough money to pay his bills. But in 1983. His barn burned down, killed all of his cows, and he's never been able, at that time, there was never, even then, there were people in agriculture saying, well, you can't, you're too small, you gotta get bigger, or you need to get out. Mm. And the animosity toward family farms recounted by these people, which is replicated by Sonny Perdue, to be sure. And so it just, what we have.
Well, we know that because it came right out of Sonny Perdue's mouth.
Yeah.
Buy more equipment, buy this, buy that, you know, spend all the money you can. Yeah.
It's the goodness that comes from these people working their hearts and souls out and not really making, they make choices for sure. But why would we let policy, government policy, drive them out? The marketplace should drive them out, not the government. That's my point.
One thing I will say that I know New York State, upstate New York, is also has a lot of dairy farming, and yep. I think one of the things that Governor Cuomo has done that I appreciate, especially since he's a Queens guy and he's like Trump, grew up down the street from Trump, he does seem to be a lot more aware of the diversity of agriculture and things like that.
Hillary discovered, remember? When
yes,
she was running
true.
For Senate, she didn't know from nothing about what was in the rest of the state.
Yeah,
she had a limited test.
New York,
she did.
Did her homework.
Her credit. Yep.
Yep. And so one of the things that Governor Cuomo just launched beyond, remember when we talked about alcohol in ice cream is now legal? That's to help boost the, so he also has a thing called Milk Launch, and it encourages entrepreneurs to introduce new products for consumers to boost dairy sales. So
good.
He's doing a lot of good stuff.
Good for him. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program, Doug and Jennifer, Doug and Victoria, that ain't Jennifer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Is it? Where's Dick Van Dyke? Crank it up, Bill!
Was afraid to speak while I was just a lad. My father gave me nails and quick and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word to say we ain't a nose.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how we go.
Do you actually realize, ladies and gentlemen, how difficult it is for the music that they're singing and the dancing that they're doing on screen to be synced? The fact that these two, Mary Poppins, I always call them, Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke, doing all of this without, this movie was made in a time when there weren't a lot of tricks and gadgetry, Chucker, right? They had to actually know how to dance and act. They couldn't fake it. And it's really, I think this is one of the most fabulous scenes, frankly, in any, and it's such a wonderful, lovable music, the movie. Chuck Curry is our movie man on Movie Moments, so why are we playing Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the
Mary Poppins, Doug, premiered this day, August 27th, 1964, in Los Angeles.
Yeah. So what did you think of the remake that Emily Blunt
was in? I like it. I thought she was really good in it. I don't think it's as good as the original, but it was it was more of a sequel than a remake, but I enjoyed it. I liked it. I thought Emily Blunt did a really good job, actually.
Yeah, it was. You're right. It was a sequel. Kids had grown up and that sort of thing. Yeah, okay. So that was...
I will say one thing. You know, when I think about... When I reflect going... And, you know, it's interesting because on Facebook, one of the sites that I'm a member on is people post old newspaper clippings of when movies came out. And like when you see, like an advertisement for a movie in the late 60s or the 70s, I remember very fondly about, well, more in the 70s, not really the 60s, but of where I might have seen a film and how word of mouth played a major factor before social media. You know, people were excited to hear, like, word of mouth buzz on certain films, and they weren't bombarded with reviews and opinions. And obviously that's permeated into our culture now, where we're just bombarded with every single solid thing. And to me, obviously, and I think you'd agree, it's hurt the culture tremendously. I mean, there's really little discovery now in anything you do, whether it's just your politics or just, you know, entertainment, going through a simple movie. We know every little thing about everything before we get a chance to experience.
And you can't have fun with it. Right. There's no surprise. No. I think that's a very astute observation.
Right.
Yep. All right. So Chuck Curry, our movie man, with I'm interested in your reflection. I saw something that Adam Aaron, who is the CEO of AMC Theaters, said. He said, this year we will throw away. It's a throwaway year for our company, almost every company. He talked about the safety stuff that AMC has built into its reopenings.
Do we know what it looks like right now to go to a movie theater?
Do you have to wear a mask,
or do you have to sit distanced? Or?
No, you do. You have to. You walk in. I'll tell you what we do at our small theater in East Jersey. You walk in with a mask. You get yourself a ticket. You order if you want to order popcorn. You take it into the main theater, and then you sit down socially separated. We give them a card, so we tell them to put it in the holder so we know where they sat.
So then you don't have assigned seats like AMC now assigns the seats. You don't have assigned seats.
We don't have that, but they do. They do. But you can take your mask off to watch, to eat popcorn or drink a soda during the movie, but you're certainly socially distanced.
So you have to cut your capacity down by like half, probably?
Yes. Well, we're 25%.
Okay.
Capacity here in Pennsylvania. But, you know, I was just reading before we went on the air, Chris Nolan's Tenet, which is being released by Warner Brothers, that's the director of Inception and Dunkirk and the Batman Dark Knight trilogy. Tenet has sold very well advanced tickets. It opens on September 2nd. It is outselling Dunkirk and Interstellar, which means those two movies had a $50 million opening weekend. Now, without Los Angeles and New York, I can't imagine any film having an opening like that. But it is going to have a sizable opening, probably of at least $25 million plus. So people are going to go see Tenet in theaters that are open. There's no doubt about it.
Some people are talking about Steven Spielberg's father, Arnold, who was a computer geek, dying at the age of 103. Steven Spielberg is my age. He's 73, has three siblings. They all were with him. But, you know, think about the impact that he, I mean, how proud the father must have been about what his son was able to accomplish. That's
no doubt.
A cool thing. Yep. Chuck Curry accomplishing great things here as well on the DJV program.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.